One of the fundamental issues regarding Sfiras HaOmer that the Rishonim debate at length is Bizman HaZeh, to what extent is this a mitzvah min HaTorah, or do we assume that it is merely a Zecher LeMikdash? This is based on the Sugi Menachos and Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, where the Gemara points out that there are two different elements to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Torah tells us, as we learn this Pashabis and Parshas Emor, that Tisbru Chamishim Yom, on that basis Abayi says that mitzvah the Nimne Yome, a person is obligated to count the individual days of the Omer. But the Torah also stresses that Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihyena, and in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah only underscores Sfiras HaShavuos, the need to count the weeks of the Omer. And therefore, Abayi adds that there's a mitzvah not only of counting days, but counting weeks as well. The Gemara tells us that this issue of counting days and counting weeks certainly are two elements of a mitzvah daraisa, but what about bizman hazeh? The Gemara concludes that ameimar mani yame velo mani shavue zecher lemikdash. Ameimar maintained the following, that bizman hazeh is sufficient to count days, you don't have to count weeks, because after all, in our time, the obligation of Sfira Somer is merely a zecher lemikdash. This chiddush of Ameimar is based on a dual premise. Number one, that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only Drabanan. Number two, that since that is the case, it is not necessary to perform the mitzvah Bishleimusa. Had it been a mitzvah Daraisa, Ameimar agrees, days as well as weeks. Since it is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, it is sufficient if a person will fulfill the mitzvah by counting days, and one does not have to count the weeks. The reason this is important, of course, is because we disagree LaHalacha. We assume, as the Gemara tells us, Tana de Rav Ashi, that one is obligated to count both days as well as weeks, and of course that is what we do. But what is the crux of the machlokas? One could argue in two very different ways. Perhaps one could argue that everyone agrees that if Sfiras HaOmer would be Drabanan, then it's true, as Tana de Rav Ashi, it's sufficient merely to count days and not to count weeks at all. However, why is it that we account both? Perhaps because we assume that Sfiras HaOmer, even Bizman HaZeh, is min HaTorah. Or perhaps one could argue that's not true. In principle, everyone agrees that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only midrabanan, but who says that in a mitzvah drabanan, one is allowed to cut corners and only perform the mitzvah in a somewhat incomplete fashion? Maybe despite the fact that Sfiras is only drabanan, nonetheless one is obligated to count days and weeks. And here you find three different views in the Rishonim. The Rambam is of the opinion, Perek Zayin and Hilchot Tmimu Musafim, that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah daraisa. And nonetheless, one is obligated to count days and obligated to count weeks, and there is a fundamental machlokes. True, Ameimar maintained that Sfira Bizman HaZeh is only drabanan, but we do not assume that way lahalacha. We assume that Sfira HaOmer is a mitzvah daraisa. That is the Rambam Shita. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus assumes a menachas nav samach vav. This is also the view of the Balamor, the view of the Ramban, the view of Rov Rishonim, that Sfira HaOmer Bizman HaZeh only drabanan. That was not the issue of debate in the Gemara. The question was, if you have that which is a Zeichel HaMikdash, is it sufficient merely to count days, or perhaps the Zeichel HaMikdash requires all of the rigor of the mitzvah as though it is performed as a mitzvah min HaTorah? So the Rambam Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is midaraisa. According to the Tosfos, Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only a Zecher LeMikdash. A third shita is that of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham tells us that if you look in the Parshios in Emor and Re'eh, you find a fascinating distinction. When the Torah tells us to count days, it simply says the Tisperu Chamishim Yom. When the Torah speaks about counting of the weeks, there the Torah links that count to the Hakravas HaOmer. That's Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTenufa. And therefore, Rabbi Yerucham explains that when we count Sfiras HaOmer, there is a twofold fulfillment. Number one, the mitzvah daraisa of counting days, but counting weeks, that is merely considered to be a zecher lamikdash. That is the split. Days daraisa, weeks is only a zecher lamikdash. And Rabbi Yerucham writes the following great chiddush. Why is it that they only recite a single bracha on Sfiras Omer? After all, if there are two elements, counting days and counting weeks, perhaps one could suggest that two brachos should be recited. Perhaps the obvious answer is the following, that whenever a person fulfills a mitzvah, even if there are elements, different components, nonetheless, a single birchas mitzvah would be sufficient. The Tosefta says in brachos, for example, if a person would be mafresh trumos and maisros, he don't recite a separate bracha on hafreshes truma, an additional bracha on hafreshes maiser, but one bracha on hafresh is considered to be sufficient. That doesn't mean that truma and maiser is a single mitzvah, but one birchas mitzvah will suffice if a person is fulfilling even two independent mitzvahs that are quite similar. The Rambam Shita we've discussed in the past is tefillin, for example, are two separate mitzvahs. The tefillah shoyah, the tefillah shorosh, yet the Rambam writes a single brach is recited. That's how the Rambam understood that Gemara and Brachos and Daf Samach and Beis. Even though they are two different mitzvahs, and certainly in ma'akvin zezeh, but the one brach of lahaniach tefillin applies not only to the tefillah shorosh, even to the tefillah shoyah, and therefore that is considered to be sufficient. So one could have argued very simply, even if you assume there are two mitzvahs or two elements to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, a single bracha is recited. Rabbi Yerucham disagrees. Rabbi Yerucham maintains that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, then Sfiras Hayamim as well as Sfiras HaShavuos were Daraisa, and they used to recite two different brachos on Sfiras HaOmer. Why do we not do so Bizman HaZeh? Because after all, for us, counting days, a mitzvah Daraisa, counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, and you don't recite a bracha on a zecher lamikdash. That's the view of Rabbi Yerucham. So therefore, the bracha that we recite, al Sfiras HaOmer, according to Yerucham, is only referring to counting days. It doesn't refer at all to counting the weeks of the Omer. The Beis Halevi points out in Chelek Aleph and Siman Lamates that we assume, as Rov Rishonim, that there isn't that distinction between counting days and counting weeks. Either both are min HaTorah, both are drabanan, and the bracha. The single bracha applies equally on counting days and counting weeks. But a fundamental machlokes, the bracha of Al Sfiras HaOmer, does that relate at all to counting the days or counting the weeks of the Omer? In fact, the Beis Halevi suggests the following nafkamina lahalacha. Let's assume, for example, a person misses the day of the Omer. And we should assume, as halachos gedolos writes, a person then can no longer continue to count. So he missed counting day 12, he cannot count day 13 with a bracha. What about when it comes to day 14? Can he recite a bracha on day 14? So the Beis Halevi writes the following. According to Meir Rucham, certainly not. Because the bracha is only on counting days, not on counting weeks, so therefore there's no difference in day 14 as opposed to day 13. But the Beis Levi suggests a very great chiddush, that according to the other deos in the Rishonim, even if a person cannot recite the bracha on day 13, come day 14 now you can recite the Sfiras HaOmer with the bracha, because that certainly is the mitzvah of counting the weeks of the Omer as well. Because the Beis Levi raises the following issue. When we assume that there's a mitzvah of counting weeks, does it mean 7, 14, 21, 28? Or does it mean, even on day 12 or 13, to break down as we do, the Sfira, for example, to say that this is 1 week and 6 days. But at least on the even ends, those that are divisible by seven, that certainly, Beis Halevi writes, is a mitzvah of counting the weeks of the Omer as well, and the possibility, a great chiddush, that a bracha can be recited at those times, even if one of the intermediate days are missed. Where does Rabbi Yerucham see that this is true? That you do not recite a bracha on a zecher lamikdash? Rabbi Yerucham gives us two possible examples. One is, what did we do at the Seder night when it comes to Korech? There, we don't recite a separate bracha on Korech, but rather, again, that zecher lamikdash kehillel. Rabbi Yerucham writes that that is because for a zecher lamikdash, one does not recite a bracha. And the further illustration of Rabbi Yerucham is on Hoshana Rabbah. When we clap Hoshanos, we do not recite a bracha. Why is that? Rabbi Yerucham writes, it's because that as well is only a Zeicha LaMikdash. So those are the three examples Rabbi Yerucham gives us. Counting the weeks of the Omer, Korech, Hoshanos, all of which we do not recite a Birchas HaMitzvah because Zecher LaMikdash. One could disagree with all of those examples of Rabbi Yerucham. A fundamental issue. Why is it that we do not recite a Bracha on Korech? One possibility is Zeicher LaMikdash. But there is another possibility, very simply the following, that several minutes ago, before we ate the bracha, before we ate matzah, we recited a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of matzah, and subsequently a Birchas HaMitzvah on Achilas Maror. One could argue as follows, that the bracha on matzah and maror did not merely relate to the initial achila, but that covered the korech as well. After all, that Rav, many Rishonim are of the opinion, this is the view of Rashi, the Rashbam tells us that the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Nafi Komen. Yet we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah at that time. That's the Gemara's possibility of La'achar Shemile Kreso, as Tosus writes, and therefore recite a bracha earlier, even though clearly it relates to the subsequent achila. Tosus writes the same thing is true when it comes to Tekiya Shofar. If the Iker Mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar is Al Seder HaBrachos, why is it that no Birchas HaMitzvah is recited? One possibility is the Balamor, that the brachos of Tefillah themselves, that serves as the bracha for the Mitzvah of Shofar. That's what the Balamor writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud and Daf. The other possibility Tosus writes is exactly that point of Lachar Shemile Kreso. Since that is not the first time that we are sounding the shofar, but rather a person already did so earlier and recited the bracha, so in such a case, then that Birchas HaMitzvah applies to other instances as well. My father just went to park the car. Maybe he doesn't know where we are. Okay. So one could argue when it comes to the case of Korech that the reason we don't recite a bracha at that point is because of the bracha that was recited a few minutes earlier. The Prima Gadin suggests the following chiddush. Why is it that Korech does not warrant a bracha? Is it because Zeicher LaMikdash, or is it because in principle it does but it's covered? Maybe that's based on machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. What exactly did Hillel suggest? What exactly did he do? There are two different girsels, the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Either Hayakorech Matzah Umaror or Hayakorech Pesach Matzah Umaror. Which is the appropriate girsa? That's the Machlokas. The Rambam writes Matzah Umaror, Rashi writes Pesach Matzah Umaror. The Prima Gadim writes, perhaps that is a critical issue in this regard because of the following. If you assume that what Hillel did was Matzah and Maror, so therefore that's exactly what we do, Matzah and Maror. Therefore, perhaps one could argue that our Korech is a Mitzvah Sachila. But if you assume as the Girsa of Rashi, Pesach Matzah and Maror, what we are doing does not even resemble that which Hillel did at all. And therefore, it cannot be a Mitzvah Dara. The most it could be is a Zeicher LaMikdash, and therefore perhaps that is the Machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam, whether Korech Bizman HaZeh is a Mitzvah Sachila Drabanan, whether it is a Zeicher LaMikdash. Perhaps that is the issue about whether in principle a Bracha should be recited or not. For example, the Mishnah Berurah writes that one should not be Mafsik in between the Brachos of Matzah and Maror and the Achilas Korech. The Mishnah Berurah even questions whether a person should recite Zeicher LaMikdash Kehillel before a person eats the Korech. Because after all, if that's part of the mitzvah's achila, maybe one should avoid any hefsek at all, as we do, for example, when it comes to Tekiya Shofar, that we go out of Rabbi Natri Mafsik from the Birchas HaMitzvah even for the subsequent Tekiyos, not merely the initial Tekiyos. So again, that view of Rabbi Yerucham, that the fact that you don't recite a bracha on Korech demonstrates that it is merely a Zeicher LaMikdash, and so too you don't recite a bracha on counting the weeks of the Omer, one could certainly disagree and maintain that the reason no bracha is recited on Korech is simply because the bracha was already covered in the previous achila. In fact, the Shagazayah raises the issue, is it so clear that you need a kazayis for Korech? That's similar to the first issue that we raised. If something is a Zecher LaMikdash, is it so obvious that therefore you don't have to perform the mitzvah with all the detail and all the rigor as you otherwise would? If you assume like that view of a Meimar says since Sfer Somer is only a Zecher LaMikdash, it's enough just to count days, you don't have to count weeks. Maybe one could argue when it comes to Korech as an example, if all it is a Zecher LaMikdash, so all the detailed halachos of Achila that apply to the first Kazayis of Matzah, or that apply to the Afikomen, for example, maybe they are not necessary when it comes to Korech, if all it is a Zecher LaMikdash. But that assumption of Rabbi Yerucham, no bracha on Korech because it's only a Zecher LaMikdash, as he mentioned, one could certainly disagree, maintaining that there is in principle a bracha, and the initial bracha covers the Achilas Korech as well. Even the other example that Rabbi Yerucham gives us, clapping Hoshanos, Chavita Darava, the Gemara in Sukkandaf Memdalad Mabeis, we don't recite a bracha, that's clear. Is that because it's a Zecher LaMikdash? The Gemara seems to give a very different reason. The Gemara raises the following suffix, Hoshanos, is that a minhag or is that a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, you recite a bracha. If it is only a minhag, that is what the Gemara teaches us, an minhagim, you do not recite a bracha. The reason of Rabbi Yerucham is not explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the reason you don't recite a bracha is because it's only a minhag. It's a fascinating theme for another shir. Is this always the case, that brachos are not recited on minhagim? And if that is true, why is that the case? After all, we've discussed in the past the Isser of Losasur. The Rambam writes that the Isser, the Isser of Losasur, applies to Takanos, Gzeros, and even to Minhagim as well. But yet the Gemara does tell us, on a Minhag, you do not recite a bracha. Machlokas the Rambam and Tosus, Chatzi Halel on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says Chatzi Halel is only a Minhag. And therefore the Rambam writes, you don't recite a bracha on Chatzi Halel. The minhag Ashkenaz is to follow the sheet of Tosus and brachos and daf Yudal and Aleph that we recite a bracha, even though chatzi hal is only considered to be a minhag. Why is that? In some minhagim, yes; in other minhagim, we do not. But this is the view of Rabbi Yerucham. Zecher LaMikdash does not warrant a bracha, and those are his three examples, counting the weeks of the Omer, when it comes to Korech as well as Chavita Da'arava. As mentioned, we generally do not assume as the Shita, but we equate the counting of the days and counting weeks. According to the Rambam, both are Daraisa. According to other Rishonim, it is merely a mitzvah, Dirabanan. The Rambam's use, Sfer Somer Bizman HaZeh Din Daraisa. How can that be? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Miyom HaViyachem HaSomer HaTenufa, seeming to link HaKrava Somer with the Sfer Somer? And if that's true, how is it the Rambam maintains that this is only a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah Daraisa, even Bizman HaZeh? One possibility you found in the Rishonim is simply that Simona Ba'alma, when the Torah tells us Miyom HaViyachem, it is not telling us that there is an inherent link, but rather simply what date to begin counting. It's somewhat difficult in the following, that Miyom HaViyachem simply is an indicator, but there's no inherent connection between Sfiras HaOmer and the Hakravas HaOmer. And where does the Rambam place these halachos of Sfiras HaOmer? Perek Zayin of Hilchos, Tamidim Umusafim, certainly seeming to indicate that there is an inherent connection between the Sfiras HaOmer and the Hakravas HaOmer. Reb Chaim suggested the following chiddush, that in principle, according to the Rambam Shita, one could indeed offer the Omer even Bizman HaZeh. You know the Rambam's Chiddush Perek Vav Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that Bizman HaZeh there is a full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there is even a full Kedushas HaMikdash as well. The Rambam writes that the Kedushas HaAretz, the Kedushas HaMikdash, Kitchel HaShaita VeKitchel HaSidavo. The Rambam does make the following distinction. Kedushas HaMikdash, that is from Bayis Rishon. Why is that true? Because Kedushas HaMikdash is Machmas HaShchina, the Rambam writes, VaHashchina Eino Betela. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes, was only from the time of Ezra, and therefore a great chiddush according to the Rambam Shita, that in between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a full Kedushas HaAretz, but there was Kedushas HaMikdash, that one can have a Kedushas HaMikdash even though the Kedushas HaAretz was Paka. Bizman HaZeh, the Rambam writes, we have both a Kedushas HaAretz, a Kedushas HaMikdash, despite the fact, the Rambam writes, many of the mitzvot HaTzliyos Baretz Bizman HaZeh are not Midaraisa, not because there isn't the necessary Kedusha, but rather because of the response of Knesset Yisrael. When it comes to Yovel, the Torah tells us we require Kol Yoshvei Aleha, all the Rova B'nai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes the same is true when it comes to Shemitah. The Rambam implies the same is true when it comes to Chumas and Maestros. So the Rambam admits that these obligations are only Dirabbanan Bizman HaZeh, but not because we lack Kedusha. The Kedusha Sa'ares and Kedusha Sa'migdash are intact, even Bizman HaZeh, and therefore the Rambam writes that Makriven Karbanos Vav Papi She'ein Habayis Banoi. In principle, you could have Hakravas HaKarbanos even Bizman HaZeh. That is the Shitas HaRambam. So Reb Chaim suggested the following. Even the Torah says Miyom HaBiyachem, there is just simply the obvious but somewhat unusual Ha'ara. It's not that we offer the Omer and then we begin counting. We begin counting prior to the Hakravas HaOmer. The Omer is offered during the day, the Sfirat Tmimus Yineh begins at night. What apparently do you see? That even when you have a Beis HaMikdash, the Sfira did not require the actual Hakravas HaOmer, but the potential Hakrava was considered to be sufficient. So Reb Chaim suggested that therefore, even according to the Rambam Shita, in principle, you could have the Hakravas HaOmer even Bizman HaZeh, Makriven Karbanos Safo Pishin HaBayis Banoi, and that is sufficient even in our time to label this as Miyom HaViyachem. If the Rambam would have maintained that the Kedushas HaMikdash is Paka, and therefore in principle you could not have the Minchas HaOmer, then Sfira could not be Daraisa. But the Kedushas HaMikdash is sufficient in order to preserve that necessary link. So therefore the Rambam maintains that even Bizman Sfir Somer is a mitzvah daraisa. What are differences in the halacha as to whether Sfir Somer is midaraisa, Sfir Somer is only midrabanan, as a zecha l'mikdash? One of the issues that we touched on last week was the following: the sugya of mitzvos srichos or mitzvos ein srichos kavana. The Gemara mentions the element of kavana in various different contexts, both when it comes to mitzvos daraisa, as well as when it comes to mitzvos drabanan. The sugi in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches deals with mitzvos daraisa, tkei shofar, achilas matzah, the machlokes amaroim rav and rav zera, as to whether mitzvos srichos or mitzvos ein srichos kavana. The Gemara also discusses this in the very end of Psachim when it comes to achilas maror. Even though maror bizman hazeh is only mitzvah drabanan, nonetheless the issue of mitzvos srichos kavana is relevant to mitzvos drabanan. However, there are those that assume lehalacha that we should distinguish between a mitzvah daraisa as a mitzvah drabanan. The Magen Avraham in Siman Samach quotes the chiddush of the Radvaz that maintains lehalacha we should assume when it comes to a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah srichos kavana. However, when it comes to a mitzvah drabanan, then b'dieved mitzvos ein srichos kavana. The Mechaber tells us mitzvah srichos kavan in Siman Samach when it comes to kriyashma. And yet in Tav Pei Tes Siv Dalid, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, here the Mechaber tells us that mitzvos ein srichos kavana. That is the known Mechaber. If a person will ask you what day of the Omer, don't tell them that today is the fifth, but rather say yesterday is the fourth. Because that mere utterance that today is the fifth day of the Omer, perhaps with that alone one is Yotze, and therefore you know longer continue to count that night with the bracha. So as we discussed last week, the poskim are bothered by this apparent stira. How is it that the Mechaber writes mitzvos tzrichos kavana v'chein halacha when it comes to siman samach uchos kriyashma, and in Tav Pei Tes the Mechaber writes sfir somer does not require kavana? One of the possible approaches is exactly this distinction. The difference between a mitzvah daraisa as opposed to mitzvah drabanan, b'dieved we assume that mitzvos drabanan one is yotzei, even if there wasn't full kavana Salev. And therefore, this is a chumrah of Sfer Somer only drabanan. If a person inadvertently said, today was the fourth or fifth night of the Omer, if you assume mitzvahs, Sfer Somer is a mitzvah daraisa, then mitzvah srichos kavana. If you assume that the mitzvah of Sfer Somer is only drabanan, perhaps in fact you're already yotze, and therefore we assume that recount, but only recount without a bracha. One difference is whether Sfer is daraisa as opposed to that which is derabanan. A further difference we assume lahalacha is the following: the sugi and sukandaf lamirches, where the Gemara mentions the following. The zman hamitzvah has begun. Right now, I should perform the mitzvah. I'm not allowed to engage in other time-consuming practices until I will first fulfill the mitzvah. For example, I should not be koveya suda. I should not involve myself in malacha if, in fact, it is now the moment to fulfill a mitzvah. The Mishnah gives us the following example. Let's assume a person did not have dalet minim. He's still obligated to have a sudas yantif. He's in the middle of his sudas yantif on Sukkis, and all of a sudden someone brings dalet minim to him. Baruch Hashem, he can now fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishnah says that no yitlenu al shulchano, fulfill the mitzvah right here and now. You cannot simply go ahead and continue your meal and argue that later on after benching, then I will do so. But at this point in time, a person should be notel dalet minim. And the Ran points out, based on the Gemara, three different important principles lahalacha. Principle number one is the following. Let's assume, for example, I began a meal prior to the Zman HaMitzvah. The Zman HaMitzvah did not yet begin. It wasn't even within a half hour of the Zman HaMitzvah. That Alpidin is called Maschil Beheter. In such a case, if a person is Maschil Beheter, even though subsequently the mitzvah has arrived, a person does not have to stop his Suda. This is very relevant in Halacha. Let's assume, for example, this time of year, where it's common to have an early minyan on Lel Shabbos. Let's assume, for example, the early minyan is very early. So in such a case, right, you'll daven at that early minyan, and now you'll come home. It is nowhere near, as of yet, Shkia, for example. It's not a half hour within Seisa Kochavim. In such a case, a person can now sit down and have a Suda Shabbos. In the course of the Suda, all of a sudden now it's Seis, and I realize I'm obligated to recite Kriya Shema, I'm obligated to count the Omer, I was Maschil Beheter. And therefore, I'm allowed to continue my meal, even though as of yet I have not recited Kriya Shema, or I have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Sfer Somer. Where you have to be very careful is the following. Sometimes the early minyan is not so early. Sometimes, relatively speaking, it is somewhat later. And therefore, by the time you get home and you're about to start your Suda, it's already within a half hour prior to Seis, roughly speaking about 15 minutes after Shkia. That is an important shaila. At this point in time, am I allowed to start my meal now, where it's only a matter then of a half hour or less until I'm obligated to recite the Kriya Shema, to repeat, and obligated to count the Omer? Generally speaking, we assume ideally a person should avoid starting the meal at that time. That is already called Maschil Be'isr. And then there is no distinction as to whether you're dealing with the mitzvah daraisa or whether you're dealing with a mitzvah derabanan. The Ran does point out, based on the Gemara Sukkah of Lamed Ches, the following. Let's assume a person was Maschil Be'isr. It's already night. He didn't, let's say, recite Kriya Shema. He didn't count Sfer yet. And all of a sudden he realized he started his Suda. What does he do now? Once b'dieved a person was Maschil Be'isr. So here the Ran writes there's a difference between a mitzvah d'araisa as opposed to a mitzvah d'rabanan. If it's a mitzvah d'rabanan, b'dieved, if you are Maschil Be'isr, you can wait until after the Suda to fulfill the mitzvah, obviously, as long as there is time to do so after the Suda is over. If it's a mitzvah daraisa, like that case of Lulav and Esrog, in such an instance, then you have to fulfill the mitzvah even in the middle of your Suda. So it's interesting. The Rama writes in Taf Pei Tes that in this regard, we should treat Sfiras Omer as though it was a mitzvah daraisa, like the Rambam Shita. And therefore, if a person, for whatever reason, began his Suda at a later hour, Now, in the middle of the Suda, he must stop to recite Kriya Shema, for example, and to count the Omer. You don't have that allowance, that dispensation of waiting until after the Suda is over, because one should be machmer for the fact that Sfiras Omer is indeed a mitzvah daraisa. So this is the machlokas Rishonim, and a couple of possibilities in terms of unusual differences. The question of mitzvah srichos kavana, and the question of maskil b'yisir and maskil b'heter. Tosfos continues, Menachos Samach Vav Amar Aleph, and quotes the view of halachos gedolos that suggests the following chiddush. What happens if a person misses a day of the Omer? Is he allowed to continue in count, or does he not? Tosfos writes that obviously, each day of the Omer is independent. Tosfos says the view of halachos gedolos, that a person misses a day he no longer counts, is a davar tema, the tema gedolah hizuv lo yitachin klal. How can that be? Why should the fact that he didn't count today in any shape or form impact on tomorrow's sfira? And this indeed is the view of Rov Rishonim. You didn't count one day, nonetheless you continue to count the subsequent days, and you do so with the bracha. In Taf Beit HaSorva, we assume the following, that since this is the shita of halachos gedolos, that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count, so therefore we will apply the principle of safek brachos lahakel. Because very often, as we've mentioned in last week's shir, sometimes even if mi'ikr hadin will pask in one way, but if there is a dissenting view, at least when it comes to a bracha, we will tell you to refrain from reciting a bracha. After all, a bracha is not critical to the point that that will prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore if there is any safek koldu, sometimes we assume that safek brachos lahakel. So therefore, as you know, our psak halacha, a person forgets to count a particular day, so in such an instance, we'll tell a person, continue to count, but do so without a bracha. It's very common that when a person performs a mitzvah without a bracha, sometimes his mindset is that he really is not fulfilling the mitzvah fully, and therefore a person is not as meticulous, as careful in the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. Because one reason is that, you know, if you're not reciting a bracha in any case, it must be that there really is not a full kiyama mitzvah. So it's worth underscoring that according to Rov Rishonim, it's a mitzvah to continue to count. According to the Rambam, a mitzvah daraisa. It's just that we apply the principle of safek brachos lahakel. You know, the Gemara writes in Shabbos that maybe when it comes to sveika diyomi on Tashini Shogalios, maybe we should have said that safek brachos lahakel, and therefore don't recite a bracha on Yantav Shene Shagolios. But the Gemara is very bothered. So imagine what your second Seder would be. Now, you're not going to make Kiddush, and not recite a bracha on Dal Kosos, and not make a bracha on Matzah, and not make a bracha on Mara, and not make a bracha on Asher Galano. You know what's going to happen? People are not going to be taking that Seder as seriously as they should if there's no Birchas HaMitzvah. They're going to argue that, you know, what are we doing? If it was a real mitzvah, I would in fact recite a bracha. Rav Slavetchik once commented that that's our problem is manazev yeshiva sukkah and shmini atzeres. The Gemara says that meisev yasvinan baruch elam abarachinan don't recite a bracha, and the Rav once commented, and look and see what happens, people now don't even sit in the sukkah because the Gemara writes that not to recite the bracha. An interesting possibility in terms of the practice bismanazev, but certainly in terms of the mindset. It is true that commonly if a person does not recite a bracha, normally he doesn't think of it as being a full fulfillment of a kiyama mitzvah. Rav Moshe writes that this was a shah that he was faced with in Europe regarding hanochas tefillin, that many of the hamonam had to go to work so early, it meant putting on tefillin before the zman hanochas tefillin. So Rav Moshe writes that technically speaking, therefore he would paskin, put on tefillin. After all, according to the vast majority of Rishonim, Laila is zman tefillin midaraisa. The only reason we don't put on tefillin night is a din d'rabbana, because Gzera Shema Yishan Bahem. That applies betchilas alayla. Rav Moshe writes, a person is getting up to start his day, so therefore, Mikar Hadin, if a person cannot wait, he should put the tefillin on at that particular time. So Rav Moshe writes that Mikar Hadin, one perhaps should not recite a bracha. After all, there is a Shita Sarambam that Midaraisa, Laila is Lav's man tefillin, and therefore, Safik bracha, not to recite a bracha. Rav Moshe was afraid of the following. People are putting on tefillin with Mesiras Nefesh, and the we hours of that transition of night and day. You're going to tell them to put on tefillin and not recite a bracha. Perhaps they will not exhibit that same element of mesiras nefesh for the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore Moshe Paskin, for those members of Knesset Yisrael in that particular situation, they should put on tefillin with a bracha. Because of the concern, failure to recite a bracha will somehow reduce the kiyama mitzvah, and therefore will not be maintained in its appropriate way. We see this very often when it comes to Sfiras Omer. That once a person misses a day of the Omer, he's already not counting with a bracha, right? It's not so unusual that a next day will be missed, and a third day, and a fourth day, simply because the mindset is this year already missed, and therefore mitzvah Shem next year, I'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah in an appropriate fashion. Don't always confuse the Iker Kiyama Mitzvah with the bracha, but very often we will assume that Safek Brachos Lahakel. So Mikar HaDin we assume is Rov Rishonim. One day is missed, nonetheless the person continues to count with the bracha. We're Chayish out of deference for the view of Halachos Gedolos, and therefore we don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah at that particular time. But what is the machlokas between Tosus and Halachos Gedolos? If you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. The Prima Gadim writes the following classic presentation in Tav Pei Tes. The machlokas is the following. How is it that we view the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer? To what extent is each day an independent Kiyum HaMitzvah? Or should we argue that's not true? There is one extended Kiyum HaMitzvah bridging the gap between Pesach and Shavuos, no doubt. In terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, there are individual Maisa HaMitzvah, that certainly is true, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah is one, and therefore if a person misses a single day, he failed to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos, and therefore the mitzvahs come to an end according to the view of Halachos Gedolos. If one accepts this explanation of the Bahad, you're faced then with the following chiddush, that if a person misses a day of the Omer, that not only impacts on the future, but retroactively, you can raise the question, what about all the days that I counted with a bracha? After all, if it really is a single mitzvah of counting all 49 days and bridging that gap, so therefore, right, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and therefore, if that is severed, so therefore it impacts negatively on all those days. Good. I was a shogeg. I intended that time in good faith to continue in count, but nonetheless, right, all those brachos that were recited have that element of difficulty to them, if that is the nature of the mitzvah. Rav Slavichik once explained the following, that no, everyone agrees that Sfiras Omer in terms of Maisa mitzvah certainly are considered to be independent mitzvahs. And even the Halachos Gedolos would admit that if you can no longer count in the future, that doesn't impact on all the days that you counted. Why does the Bahag maintain if you miss a day, you no longer continue to count? Rav Slavichik explained the following chiddush with a beautiful lishitasei, and that is that this is halacha of minyan, of sequence. Counting must be sequential. It must be an ordered system. So therefore, if I count 1, 2, 3, 4, those days are beautifully counted. But if I miss day 5, so now you cannot simply pick up and count day 6. It doesn't reflect negatively on any day that you counted, but the halacha of minyan, of sequence, that dictates that if, for example, one is missed, that impacts on all the previous days that you've counted. No, those are fine. But the subsequent days, that certainly is considered to be problematic. So even according Halachos Gedolos, one could argue they're independent in terms of mitzvah. Certainly days that are counted, it is considered to be a kiyum hamitzvah. I can no longer continue to count because once the sequence, the sequential order of the sphere was disturbed, in such a case now one can no longer count after missing a day. What do you gain with this explanation? Sir Slavichik pointed out the Tosus in Megillah and Daf Chaf and Beis. There's a further shita of the Halachos Gedolos, and Tosus seems to present them independently. I fail to count at night. May I count during the day? We know the Gemara says the following. Look, if the Torah says Miyom HaViyachem, and that means Minchas Omer, maybe one should have argued that ideally you should begin counting during the day. The Gemara says that cannot be, because the Torah tells us Tmimos Tihiyana. Tmimos means that you must count complete days, and therefore the Sphira Somer is at night. Tosus takes us a step further, and Tosus says, just as the Gemara maintains that you count at night as opposed to day because of Tmimos, Tosus writes you should count Betchilas HaLayla, as early in the night as you can, because more of the day will be counted if you count Betchilas HaLayla, whereas you count Be'emsa HaLayla. And therefore you should try to count at the earliest possible time. Tosus even suggests, that Tosus Menachos Samach Vav Amud Aleph, that ideally one should count Ben HaShemashos, because every Chumra Zekula, every minute that you wait, that portion of the day is not being counted. And therefore Tosus writes, since Sfiras Omer is Derabanan, and therefore you are allowed to count Ben HaShemashos, it's already Safek Laila, Tosus says ideally you should count Ben HaShemashos, because more of the day will be Safur. We assume in Tav Pei Tes, the Mechaber writes, to wait until Seisak HaChavim to count. But that is a view in the Rishon, and this is what Tosus writes in Menachos Sandaf Samach Vav. So ideally, of course, everyone agrees you count at night. What happens if a person did not do so? Do you count during the day? So Tosus presents this as two views. One view, the Baliyat Tosus, that you cannot count during the day. And the view of the Halachos Gedolos, that if lo safar balayla, yisfar bayom, a person can count during the day as well. So we have two different issues. Number one is the halachos gedolos, that you can count during the day. Number two, the halachos gedolos, if you miss a day in its entirety, you can no longer continue to count. So how do we assume the halachos? So we're used to assuming safek and sfek sfeka. We're used to assuming the following presentation. Well, counting during the day. Machlokas Rishonim. The Bahag says yes, but Tosa says no. So what do you do in that instance? So therefore count, but count without a bracha. So therefore suffik brachas the hakel. So therefore a person didn't count at night, count during the day without a bracha. Now the question is the following: can I pick up and count then the next night with a bracha? Here we're used to invoking a sfeik sfeika. Number one, maybe your counting during the day was legitimate. That's the view of Halachos Gedolos. And even if you assume that no, that was not a mitzvah at all, but Rov Rishonim are of the opinion that even if you missed a day in its entirety, you continue to count. So therefore we have dual coverage. If we count during the day, number one, maybe that was legitimate sfira. Number two, even if it was not, Rov Rishonim maintain you missed a day entirely, you continue to count. So therefore, if you have two bases on which you can cover yourself, so therefore we'll treat that as a sfeik sfeik, and therefore you continue to count the subsequent nights with the bracha. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following chiddush. Maybe that's not true. Maybe this is not at all a sfeik sfeika, because the Rav was bothered by the following. The way I presented it, it means this. You didn't count at night, count during the day. Do you recite a bracha? One would have argued as follows. Well, according to Tosus, of course not. According to Halachos Gedolos, you count during the day, you count with a bracha. We, Lahalacha, will suggest, as a compromise, don't recite a bracha because safek brachas lahakel, so therefore count without a bracha. So this is a compromise view, a pshara, of the two extremes of don't count, as opposed to halachos gedolos, you count with a bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the Tosus Megillah Daf Chav, Tosus does not write that. There Tosus writes that even according to the halachos gedolos, you count without a bracha. That was the difficulty. Why should that be? If you're allowed to count during the day, count with a bracha. And if you'll tell me Tmimos requires even b'dieved, that there's no mitzvah of Sfira Bayom, so therefore, don't count at all. How do you understand counting without a bracha? So if you tell me it's an accommodation, because we're faced with two dissenting views in Safek Brachas Lahakel, I understand. But if this is a shita, the halachas gedolos, count during the day without a bracha, how do you understand that as in principle a view, not just simply a pshara, compromise, lahalacha? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the following chiddush. This is the Bahag, the Shitase. The Bahag is faced with the following difficulty, that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. Why is that true? Not because all the days of Sfira is one Kiyum HaMitzvah, but rather, as we mentioned, you must maintain, you must preserve the minyan, the sequence of the Sfira, in order to allow you to count. How is it that you count six if you missed five? The Chiddush Rav Soloveitchik suggested is the following, that the Balachos Klos maintains the Kiyum Mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is only Tmimos Tiyana. That's only if you count at night. What is accomplished with accounting during the day? It is not a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, but rather you have sufficiently preserved the sequence, because the Yom was Safur, and that will allow you to count at night with a bracha. That means it's not Midini Sfeik Sfeik at all. This is the Shita of Halachos Gedolos, precisely because the Bahag maintains that if you miss a day, therefore you have disturbed, you've disrupted the sequence, and you can no longer continue to count, you can preserve, maintain that sequential order as long as the Yom is Safur. And with this in mind, Rav Soloveitchik quoted the Sefer HaChinuch. This is found in the old editions of the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shinvav. In our editions of Sefer HaChinuch, we don't have this, but Shneibel HaLeka does quote this in the view of the Gaonim as follows. I can even do more. We don't assume that Leila Halacha, but the Shneibel HaLeka writes, you can even do more than that. I missed the Sfiras Omer and I didn't even count during the previous day. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, you can say the following. You can make a bracha, and you can say, Es Mol Haya. Yesterday was day 5, which I missed, and tonight is day 6 of the Omer. The Sefer HaChinuch allows you to preserve the sequence even on the next day. That we don't assume la halacha. We limit it as halachos gedolos. As long as it is still the 5th day of the Omer, that's a meaningful statement that today is day 5, not yesterday was day 5. Today is day 5 in order to maintain the continuity. But the Chiddush according to the Bahag is even if you count during the day, that is not a mitzvah sa'om. Omer, that is just preservation of sequence in order to allow you to continue to count with the bracha. And therefore you understand very well why the Halachos Gedolos maintains that those who count during the day will do so without a bracha. Not as a compromised view la halacha, but rather because that is not the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Rav Soloveitchik once suggested the following, the common Pshetel that you hear this time of the year from the Bachar Bar Mitzvah, who now in the middle of Sfiras Higil and Mitzvos, what does he do when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer? You will find in Tav Pei Tes three different views, all the possibilities. Either that, regardless of what the Katan did up until now, he may count, or regardless of what the Katan did up until now, he may not count. What he did be Katanuso doesn't rate, or maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? What he did be Katanuso was irrelevant. His chiyu begins today on day 21, and therefore he can start counting with a bracha even if he didn't count the earlier days. The most common psak halacha is to follow that which is mentioned in the Minchas Chinuch and in the Har Tzvi and the Tzitz Eliezer with many, many different marmakomos, that as long as the katan counted bikatnuso, he's allowed to continue to count bigadluso. So as long as he didn't miss a day, we'll allow him to continue to count. Why is that true? One could present that in many different possible ways. Maybe one way is the following, that after all, Sfiras HaOmer Bizmana is only Drabanan, and a Katan Tosfos writes as a Bar Chiyuva Drabanan, so therefore the counting of Katnuso is legitimate. But this, if this is the case, that would not be sufficient if you hold that Sfira is Daraisa, the Rambam Shita, or if you hold like Rashi Shita, that a Katan is not even a Bar Chiyuva. If you combine those two views, that A, Sfiras HaOmer is Drabanan, and B, a Katan is a Bar Chiyuva Drabanan, then you could argue that his sphere is seamless, because after all, he counted as a Bar Chiyuva even prior to his Bar Mitzvah. But what if you hold Sfiras Daraisa, or what if you hold like Rashi and the Ramban, that a Katan is not obligated mitzvahs at all, it's just a parental obligation to guide the Katan? Rav Soloveitchik maintained the following Chiddush. If the view of the Halachos Gedolos, that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count, is because you have failed to preserve the sequence, and if the Chiddush of the Sfira Bayom is that you don't require the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer for preservation of sequence, and therefore you count during the day without a bracha, the same could be suggested when it comes to a katan, that even though he is a katan and as of yet he is not fully obligated in this mitzvah, but there is a preservation of sequence, it is a meaningful statement to say, I am up to day 21 if you counted the other 20 days, and in such an instance instance, even if you should assume the other possibilities, that sphere is daraisa, or a katan is not a barachiyuva, the preservation of that sequence is considered to be critical. And this is what the Noda Bita discusses in the Tshuvas and Siman Chav Zayin, Ritzi Pesa Frank as well. What happens if, Rachman Litzon, a person is in a state of aninus during Sfiras Omer? We know that an onein does not fulfill mitzvah sasei. Machlokas Rashi and Tosus were chayish for the sheet of Tosus, that it's not just osek b'mitzvah, it's not just an exemption of ptur, but an onein should not perform mitzvah sasei. So what do you do when it comes to Sfiras Omer? If I'm not going to count now, so therefore I won't be able to count tomorrow, even Machar HaKvura. So therefore this possibility that Minchas Chinuch discusses, and this is what you find in Noda B'Yehuda, the possibility of counting without a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following: if there will be a sfira bayom, so in such a case one could argue as follows. If you count during the day, you've preserved the sequence of the sfira. At the same time, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore the onin can at once preserve the sequence to allow him to count La'achar HaKvura without violating the Yerushalmi, that an onin cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Because the Sfira B'Yom, even the Bahag acknowledges, there is no bracha, it's not a kiyum, it's just preservation of the minyan, and that is considered to be sufficient. So these are different possibilities within the sheet of Halachos Gedolos. But again, that important ta'ara of the Tosus and Megillah and Daf Chaf, that even the Bahag who allows for a Sfira B'Yom, it's a Sfira B'li Bracha. And therefore, the maintenance of continuity, even without the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that applies to a Sfira B'Yom, that would apply in a case of Chinuch, that could apply in the case of an Onein, and the great Chiddush of Sefer HaChinuch, that could even extend, as we don't assume L'Halacha, to a day which is fully missed. As long as you acknowledge that I failed to count yesterday, you can continue to count today, and even to do so with the bracha itself. So far, these are just a few differences in terms of sfira as being daraisa, derabanan, the difference in days and weeks, the concept of zeichel l'mikdash, and the view of halachos gedolos in terms of the need to preserve the minyan, with the chiddush that preservation of minyan is not necessarily dependent on the kiyum mitzvah of the Sfiras HaOmer itself. Okay.